Hilchus Schiras Hapoilim Halacha Dalet Lo Yisolim Kula Sochir Itcho Ad Boiker Beyoim Oitit Hen Schoroi. You're not allowed to withhold compensation for a worker, a hired worker, until the morning even, but rather make sure to pay him on the day that he did the work. Sif Aleph Al Pima Shekosov Rabbein Azal B'Simen Nun Tes U'B'Simen Samaches. This halacha in Likutei Halachos is going to be based on chapter 59 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph and chapter 68, which both deal with the topic of money. Shehamomoin hu shoyresh hanefoshos. Rabbein Azal says over there that money originates from the same high source in heaven from which the Jewish nefesh originates. V'yalef lo mehahu kro. Rabbein Azal learns it out from the pasuk d'chsiv gabi mitzvahs priyas char socher biyoymoi, a pasuk that's written in the Chumash discussing paying a worker on time. Kemosha kosuv, where it says, the pasuk is, ve'elov hu noisei es nafshoi, that his soul is yearning for that money. That's the literal wording in the pasuk, that his soul is attached to that money. So don't think it's insignificant, or don't think it's insignificant whether you give it him today or give it to him tomorrow. His soul, his life depends on it. That's the wording in the pasuk. And Rabbein Azal uses that pasuk to show that there's a definite connection between the nefesh and money. And the connection is that they both originate from the same place. Umevoyer sham, Rabbein Azal explains in those chapters in the Likutei Moran, she'ikra ho'anius v'chisoron ho'ashirus shel Yisrael nimshach mipegam hakas. The main cause for poverty or lack of wealth among Jews is kas, the lack of control of one's temper. Ki kas mafsid ho'ashirus. Kas causes a person to lose or to forfeit the opportunity for wealth. Ki b'hashoresh shelamalo hakas v'hamomoi nimshoch mishoresh echod u'mishom shoresh hanefesh. Because up in heaven, money, nefesh, and kas, all three originate from the same place. Hainu mibichinas gvurois shelamalo. All three of these items originate from Gvura in heaven. Kaviyochol by Hashem, there is a midah of Gvura, and that's where money comes from, that's where the nefesh of a Jew comes from, and that's where kas comes from. You'll note that the first Mishnah in Masechta Tainus, where it talks about rain, praying for rain, where the purpose of the rain is for Shefa, for Parnosa, all of our wealth and everything is dependent on rain. The Gemara refers to Parnosa as Gvura is Gishomim. That Parnasa comes from the midah of Gevura. And you'll note, we say, Mashiv Ruach Amorad HaGeshem is part of that feel of Ato Gibor, that it's coming from Gevura. Parnasa comes from Gevura. Parnasa, Ashirus, money comes from Gevura. The nefesh of a Jew comes from Gevura. And Kas comes from Gevura. Ki b'hashoresh hakoil koidesh, because all of these things in their place of origin are holy. Whereas when these things spiral down to this world, the manner that they manifest themselves is dependent on the free choice of the person. If a situation presents itself which causes a Jew to lose control of his temper, if the Jew doesn't strengthen himself and break that kas and control that kas, azai mafsid hoashirus sheroitzen lashpia loy boisei shor. What happens is that the kas, the release that he gets from the kas, is in place of the pleasure that he would have gotten from the wealth that he would have acquired. Shehabaldovor roitzel lahafoy hashefa shel hamomoin voashirus lekas, the etzahora wants very much to cause a Jew to exchange, to trade in wealth or money that he's supposed to be receiving from Hashem, to trade it in for kas, for a loss of temper. Machmas shebisharoshom shneim echod, because in their place of origin on high, they're both one. Vaydeze toyreif nafshoi biapoi. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes another pasuk, which mixes the, so far we spoke about the money and the kas. Now there's another pasuk that says that bi'apoy, with a person's anger, he is toyreif nafsho, he tears up his nefesh, chas v'shalom. Machmas shahamomoin shoyresh hanefesh. Because money is the shoyresh of a person's nefesh, ayin shom kol zehete. Look in those two chapters in Likutei Moran well, and you'll see a lot of discussion about this. Just one additional item to add, Rabbeinu Zal shows the similarity between the word chema, which in Hebrew means anger, and the word chema, which literally means a wall, but it's also a word used to describe a person's wealth. There's a pasuk that says that a person's wealth is like a wall that fortifies him. And Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Likutei Moran that a Jew has a choice sometimes to pick either chema or chema. If he allows himself the luxury, the supposed luxury and the relief of losing his temper, he should know that he forfeited. That release, that pleasure, was in place of what he would have gotten if he would have controlled the chema. He would have gotten the chema instead, which is the wealth. And there's a pasuk that says that a city that's busted open without a wall around it is what you compare a person to who has no control over his temper. In other words, a person who loses control of his temper is like a city with no wall around it. And Rabbeinu Zal in these chapters in Likutei Moran proves this very clearly from Psukim, and he makes this clear statement that a Jew should know that when a situation presents itself where he's being tempted to lose his temper, watch it, because it's very likely that the reason why this situation is presenting itself is because the Satan sees that at this moment you are about to receive certain monies. It could be $100, it could be $100,000. And the Satan knows that if that kind of money will fall into a Jew's hands, there'll be mitzvahs performed with it and other things, and he wants to prevent that. So he will present a scenario to try to force you into kas, knowing full well that if you allow yourself the kas, you forfeit the ashirus. It's either or. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh shehiz hiro ha-toyro lefroyas ha-socher b'yoymoy b'itoy v'zmanoy." This is why the Torah warns a Jew to pay a worker on at the right day and the right time of day. Dehainu bo'es shekolsa pe'ulosoy v'avodosoy. As soon as his work is completed, lo yavler yoiser me oiso ha'ina, that you're not allowed to allow that time frame to pass. Shehi shiur yoim oilailo, which means you're not allowed to allow a day or a night to pass without paying him for his work. Dehainu schir yoim shenishlam pulose biknisa salailo, or a day worker who completes his work when night is beginning. You have 12 hours to pay him. You have that night that follows when he completed his work. You must pay him within that time frame. If you allow the morning to come and you haven't paid him yet, you're in violation. And so too a night watchman, a person who's doing work for you at night, where his work is completed in the morning, you must pay him that day. You're not allowed to let the sun set without him having been paid. As is explained in Shulchan Aruch, ayin shom. Look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the details. You must pay him his compensation on time. Machmas shehamomoin hu shoyresh hanefesh kanal, because money is the source from where the soul comes from. Al kein tzrichim lahashlim nafshoi b'yoymoi oy b'leiloi shemashlim pulosoi. Therefore, you must give this Jew shleimus hanefesh on the day and at the time that he completes his work. By giving him the monetary compensation for his work, shehu shleimus nafshoi, that's what's mashlim his nefesh. Ki hanefoshois mischatshim b'chol yoim. Rav Nosson Zal explains now that a Jewish nefesh renews itself and rejuvenates itself every single day. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Chadoshim labekorim, that every single morning a Jewish nefesh has a whole brand new start. Kiyodua b'ksovim, as is known in the writings of the Arizal. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal gives us a short peek into the writings of the Arizal. Shebalaylo oilim hanefoshois bebechinas ibur kedei lehischadeshon. During the night, when a person goes to sleep, their nefesh rises up and goes into a certain state of ibur, which means, ibur means pregnancy, and just like when a woman is pregnant, the baby is hidden, covered up. It's like the nefesh goes into a cave, in a sense, in order to be refreshed and renewed there. Shezeu b'chinas sheino shelailo. This is the concept as to why a Jew goes to sleep at night, in order to allow that procedure to take place, that the nefesh should leave him and go to a certain place where it receives his chadshus. Uba boiker yoitzim hanefoshos meho ibur. In the morning, these souls are taken out of that cocoon, in a sense, taken out of that ibur, bebchinas ischatshus, in a form of, where they're brand new. Vezehu ikar shleimus hanefesh v'chius shel hodom. And this process is what gives a Jew's nefesh shleimus, and this is where the life of the person comes from. It's by going through this procedure of renewing oneself. V'ikar hischatshus hanefesh hu lahamtik ulevatel mimeno b'chinas hadinim. Rav Nosson Zal says now, the main concept of what helps a Jewish soul renew itself is the removal of all aspects of din from that nefesh. Just like lahavdil, when a person is physically, a person goes through a hard day's work and his body is filled with sweat and grime and everything, he goes into a shower, the shower washes away the dirt, grime, sweat, and he comes out feeling brand new. The concept of the dirt and sweat and grime in spiritual form represents the midas hadin that clings to a person as a result of all the averas or different things that he's done wrong or all kinds of things that cause different aspects of midas hadin to attach themselves to the person. And when the person goes through a procedure where that all the dinim that are attached to him are nimtak, are sweetened and eliminated and removed, the person experiences a spiritual hischadshus. Shehem bechinas kas v'charoinav. These dinim manifest, that one of the forms that they manifest themselves in is kas, anger. Shemishom ikar bilbul hadas. It's a person's anger that causes the main lack of, the lack of ability to think clearly and well. Ikar chulshas v'yegiyas hanefesh. And that's the main thing that weakens the person's soul. Shehu hadas. When we talk about the soul of the person, we're talking about the das of the person. Kama shekosuv ha-chochmo techaye. Kama shekosuv ha-mokom achara. Because chochmo is what gives chiyus to a person, refreshes the person. So the opposite of chochmo, which is kas, because the Gemara says, kol ha-koyes, kas causes the brain to leave. It means it causes the chius to leave. It's the opposite of this chius, this hischatshus, this refreshment. Ki ikar avoidas odom bezeh hoilom hu lahamtik dinim shenim shochim mitchilas hatzimtzum. One of the main functions of a Jew in this world is to sweeten the dinim that originate from the original tzimtzum that Hashem made when He created the world. Ki hadinim heim bechinas kas v'charoinav. Because midas hadin, another word for it, is kas v'charoinav. Bechinas hastoras pnei Hashem. Which another word for it is the Hashem hiding His face from us. When Hashem turns His back on us, that manifests itself in kas, in anger. Just like when a parent gets angry at a child and the parent storms out of the room. A parent is talking to a child, they're in a conversation, and the child says something to anger the parent, and that causes the parent to turn his back on the child. You know, that kind of thing. Shehem roitzim lahastir penei his galus elokus yisporach. These the dinim, the kas, the charoinav, is looking to hide the face of Hashem or the revelation of Hashem, just like the Gemara says, kolzman sheyesh avodah zorah boilam, charoinav boilam. That these two go together, avodah zorah charoinav. What is avodah zorah? Visartem vavadatem elokim acherim. Avodah zorah means turning away from Hashem. Either you're turning away from Hashem, or you're making Hashem turn away from you. You're making Hashem turn his back on you. Ube'emes shoyrish hadinim heim kuloi kodesh. Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact is that the midas hadin, in its origin in heaven, is a very holy item. Ki heim tzorech godol. It's something that's very necessary for the world. Ki b'loi ze loi hoya nivro u'miskayim hoylam klal. Without midas hadin, it would not have been possible for there to be a creation. Ki shoyresh hadinim heimetchilas hatzimtzum shoyo hechruch lebriyas olam. The origin of midas hadin comes from the original tzimtzum, which Hashem had to make in order to create. Hashem had to constrict himself and confine himself and remove himself to a certain extent in order to make room for a creation to take place. We've spoken about the Chol HaLaponoi, that concept, which is an inyan of Tzimtzum, which is an inyan of Kaviyochol, Hashem removing himself, which is synonymous with Hashem hiding his face. And yet, there, it was very necessary. Without it, we couldn't have a creation. Without Hashem doing that, there wouldn't have been place for Hashem to create in, as is explained in chapter 64 in Likutei Moran. So therefore, the original tzimtzum, the original histalkus pnei Hashem, was something that was very necessary and very positive and constructive. Ach, tzrichen lirois, shelo yizgabru hadinim yoyser midai chas v'sholom, shelo yastiru yedias elokus yisporach legamri chas v'sholom. So midas hadin is something that's necessary. The only thing is, it's got to be controlled and contained, that they shouldn't be allowed to run free and hide Hashem completely, chas v'sholom, cover up Hashem completely. And this is the main avoida of a Jew in this world, is to sweeten the din and to control the din, to keep it within certain boundaries where it's constructive and not the opposite. The ikar hamtoko tzrichin bo'eis shemishtanim hoitim vazmanim. Rav Nosson Zal explains now the most important times when a Jew is able to take a crack at this, at this concept of Hamtoka Sadin, is at the time of the changing of the guard, which means when night changes to day or when day changes to night. Shehu baboiker uboerev, shezeu bechinas kol tikune kriyashma utfilo she'anu oiskim baboiker uboerev. This is why we have the most major, the most serious aspects of the tefillah, which are Shema, Kriya Shema, and Shmon Esrei, taking place b'shochbecho uv'kumecho, at night and in the morning, at night when you're going to sleep and when you're getting up. Hakoil kedei lahamtik hadinim v'hakas bo'eis shemishtanem oitim. The purpose of these tefillos is to sweeten the din, to sweeten the kas, specifically at those most appropriate times, which are the changing of time. Ki kol hashinuyim sheboilom nimshochem mehatzimtzumim shein bechinas dinim. Because the concept of change in the world is something that originates from midas hadin, from tzimtzum. Ki Hashem yizborach biatzmoy kaviyochol ein boy shum shinui. Because if we talk about Hashem himself, within Hashem there's no concept of change. Kamo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Ani Hashem lo shanisi. I am Hashem and I've never changed. So that when we talk about pure Hashem or pure good, within pure good there's no change. It's all oneness. Hashem echod. Rak kol hashinuyim hem al yidei hatzimtzumim. The fact that there exist changes in this world, change in weather, change in light and darkness, all change in health, all aspects of change in this world originate from the original
simsum. Once there was a situation where Kaviyochel Hashem removed himself to an extent, then that made it possible for there to be change. When there's only Hashem, you have Ani Hashem Lo Shonisi. When Hashem himself opts to remove himself to a degree, that makes it possible for there to be a concept of change. Shaideze nishavu kol hashinuyim. That's what created all facets of change. Kiyodua lemevinim, as is known by those who study Sifrei Kabbalah. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, they explain how this works, how this originated, how it's only once there was a tzimtzum, that's what made it possible for there to be a concept of shinui. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in Likutei Moharan, chapter 51, Omer Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbeinu Zal there explains that originally when there was only Hashem, then there was no concept of Tomei and Tohor. Within Hashem Echod, when there's only Hashem, even the word Tohor doesn't exist. Tahara could only apply when there's Tuma, then there's Tahara. In other words, when you start out with the original Hashem Echod, within Echod, that the word Tohor or Tomei doesn't come into existence. It's only once Hashem created a world, and to a degree, detached himself from the world, so that after creation, there were two in existence. There was Hashem, and there was the world, in a sense, even though it's not as if Hashem is totally absent from the world. But to a certain degree, on a certain level, there was a tzimtzum. And to a certain degree, Hashem himself versus the Hashem that's hidden in the world are not identical, or they don't appear to be identical. Once there's two, then you could have a concept of Tomei and Tohor. And in that chapter on Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal clarifies this and elaborates on it a lot. But for our purposes, we need to know that this is a fact. That originally, when there was only Hashem, when there was only the infinite light of Hashem, as it's called, the Oyer Hoyin Soif, then there was no concept of Shinui, there was no concept of day and night or anything like that. It's only once Hashem made a tzimtzum, once he made a creation which required tzimtzum, and tzimtzum is midas hadin. Tzimtzum means the back of Hashem in a sense. That's what made it possible for there to be shinuyim. V'chol hashinuyim shebo'ilom klulim b'shinuy ho'itim v'azmanim. And all the different changes that take place within this world are all reflected and based on the most basic change of all, which is the change of night and day, and day and night. Shehem klal v'ikar kol hashinuyim sheboilam shenasim tachas hashemesh. They represent the entire variety and gamut of changes that take place within this world under the sun, shekulam klulim b'chof chesitim, which are all summarized by the 28 times b'chinas lakol zman ve'es lakol chefetz, which Shlomo HaMelech discusses in Koheles, where he says there's a time for everything. There's a time to laugh, time to cry, time to build, time to destroy. And he lists 28 different times over there. Those 28 correspond to the 28 letters of Maisa Bereishis. The first pasuk, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim VeSaaretz, list is 28 letters, which is the whole concept of this world, that it's only in this world that you have all of these shinuyim, all of these potential changes. V'alkein, and therefore, Baboiker Uboerev, in the morning and in the evening, She'oz Iker Shinui Hoitim, that's when you see the main change in time, where in other words, let's say in the middle of the day, between 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the change that's taking place isn't so visible. When it's most visible is in those morning hours, when there's that change from darkness to light, and in the evening hours, when there's the change from light to darkness. Shemehem kol hashinuyim, and they represent the basis for all changes. Shenim shochem mitchilas hatzimtzum, which come from the original constriction of Hashem. Al kein oz tzrichim lasik lahamtik adinim. Therefore, those are the most important times in the day when a Jew has to take certain action towards sweetening the din. When at the time when the change is taking place and when the change is most visible and prominent. Ulahalois kol hadinim vatzimtzumim l'shaloshim. How do we sweeten the din? By elevating it to its origin, to its place of origin. L'shoyrish tchilas hatzimtzum. Elevating it to the origin of the original tzimtzum. Shehu b'emes chesed godoil v'niflo. Which is really a super, super awesome kindness. Ki daiko al yidei zeh nizgale elokusni izbora. Because we know that it's bedavka through this tzimtzum that Hashem made that He was able to reveal His Himself in the world. He was able to, you know, to create a world and have His presence known in the world. Ki b'loiza hatzimtzum loyhoyo efshe leida mimeni izbora klal. Were it not for this tzimtzum, there would be no way that we could ever get to know about Hashem. There would have been only Hashem and nothing else. And this ties in with something we mentioned that there. Someone here, I believe, had quoted from Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato or somebody else, that in his way of defining why did Hashem create the world, the reason was because Hashem wanted to show His kind. He wanted to have upon whom to bestow His kindness. So then you're telling me that the act of creation was an inyan of chesed. That's what that tells me. On the other hand, you have the Arizal who says that the act of creation involved, necessitated, and required Hashem to remove Himself, and Hashem is light, and Hashem is good. The removal of the light and the goodness, and make a tzimtzum pull Himself to the sides, constrict Himself in order to make place for creation, that seems to imply a concept of din, midas hadin and everything. And yet they're both one. Because the din on its highest level is a super chesed. It's not the din that we know it, that manifests itself in kas, in that kind of thing, or in ill health, or in problems and everything. Din, midas hadin, in its place of origin, is chesed niflo v'noira, as Rav Nosson Zal is saying here. Paragraph Gimel. V'ze b'chinas mizmor shir chanukah sabayis she'omrim koidim boro shomar shehu hascholas hatfilah. This is why before we begin boro shomar, which is the beginning of psukei de zimra, we introduce it with a paragraph in Tehillim, mizmor shir chanukah sabayis. Shemedaber shom meham tokas hakas v'charoinav. That paragraph discusses the sweetening of the anger. It was the removal of the anger, the subduing of the anger. As it says over there, ki rega bi apoy, because in 1 second, kaviyochel, Hashem can get super angry, chayim birtsoinoi. And yet, when Hashem is nisratze, when Hashem when Hashem is appeased, birtsoinoi over here means midloshon like to be appeased, and Hashem's appeasement gives life. Bo'erev yolem bechi, at night, we go to sleep with tears, crying, and in the morning, we wake up singing.
Enjoy.
Hashem, birtsoincho hemadeto lahariyois. We say over there again, Hashem, in your state of appeasement, you give us such strength and fortification. Histarto ponecho, that the moment you hide your face from us, Hashem, hoyisi nivhol, we tremble. Ki balaylo dinin misarin. Rav Nosson Zal explains, because at night time, that's a time when the midas hadin is nisoira, is aroused. Umishom hachoshech shalaylo. And that manifests itself in physical form, in the darkness that takes over at night. Vezeh nimshach mehakas vahadinim shemisoirim biknisas halaylo. The darkness of night is the result of the midas hadin and kas that's activated when night begins. At the time of Shkia, there's a Midas Hadin that's activated in everything. Its physical manifestation is the physical darkness that blankets the world at that time. She'oz hascholas yoimacher. Why is it? Because it's the beginning of a new day. Kiksiv v'kel zoyim b'chol yoim. Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says that Hashem gets angry every day. Bechol yoim daika. Note, it says every single day, implying like once a day Hashem gets angry. Why? Ki Hashem Yizborach mechadesh betuvoy b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. Because we as Jews believe that each and every single day Hashem reenacts the creation of the world. He does it all over again. And we learned in the writings of the Arizal that when Hashem created for the first time, how was it done? It required a tzimtzum. It required a constriction of Hashem, Hashem removing His presence to a degree in order to make room for creation. So if that creation has to be replicated every single day, then that tzimtzum has to take place every single day again. We had learned that unless Hashem had constricted Himself and confined Himself, there wouldn't have been room for creation. Therefore, if we are taught that Hashem renews the world every single day, then he has to do that process over again. That tzimtzum, he's got to do that over again also. So that the world should be able to exist. Because we said before that unless Hashem had constricted and confined Himself, there wouldn't have been any world. There wouldn't have been room for creation. Because all of the life and light that's found within the worlds, kulam misavim umishtekingim b'choleis lachzor l'sharoshan, all of them are always desiring and yearning to plug into their place of origin. V'hoyim izbatel hoylam chasashom. And if that were to happen, the world would be wiped out. Alkein hatzimtzum hu kiyum hoylam. Therefore, the controls, the boundaries that Hashem has locked into place. You stand over there. You get over there. Don't move. Each guy stay right there. Because again, all of these lights are looking to just jump back to Hashem. Everything is looking to just jump back to Hashem and turn the world back to emptiness. So therefore, the fact that Hashem forced things, He bent this thing over there and bent this thing that way and forced everything into a certain place, which is a tzimtzum. That's what made it possible to create the world, and that's what makes it possible for the world to continue existing. Al kein hatzimtzum hu kiyum ha'olam, Hashem Yizborach mechadesh hatzimtzum b'chol yom b'shvil kiyum ha'olam. And therefore, Hashem renews this every day in order for the world to be able to exist. U'mishom nishtalshel b'chinas kas vozam chas v'sholem b'chol yom. Now, once there is this midas hadin, this spiritual tzimtzum, which itself is really a kindness, it's wonderful, it's great, but once that's taking place, when that spirals down to this world, it manifests itself in the form of kas, or darkness, or actual dim. Bechinas v'keil zoyim b'chol yoyim. As the pasuk says, Hashem gets angry every day. Meaning that on earth it appears like anger. Why? Because when somebody gets angry, his face turns black. When a person's happy, their face is lit up. Right? They're shining with happiness. When somebody is angry, we say, you know, he looks black with anger, you know, that kind of thing, black or red. The Gemara says that red and black are the same color. Blood, when it coagulates, turns black. So red and black are identical. It's midas hadin. So kaviyocho, when this tzimtzum takes place up on high, it manifests itself down below in a kas, in a darkness. V'zeh kol avoydas hatzadikim, lahamtik ulevatel hazam v'hakas, hamesoyra b'chol yoim daika, be'ez shinu yoitim, v'boiker oboerev, be'ez shetzrichem hanafoshes l'schadesh. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is the main responsibility of tzadikim, to sweeten and eliminate this anger which gets activated every single day, specifically at the changing of the guard, the changing of the times, at night and in the morning, which is the time when the Jewish souls have to get their hischadshus. V'al kein ikur kiyum ha'olam al yedei hatzadikim v'yedei klal Yisrael. And therefore the main thing that keeps this world going is the tzadikim and klal Yisrael. Shayidei she'oiskim b'tikunei kriyashma utfila be'ez shinu yoitim b'boiker b'erev, through the tzaddikim and the religious Jews that are involved in Tikkun Ha'olam by saying Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei at night and in the morning, Al Yedei Zeh Mamtikim Hadinim B'Sharoshim Elyon. By doing that, they bring about a Hamtoka Sadin on the highest level, Shehu Shoyresh HaTzimtzum Elyon, which is the source of the original Tzimtzum, Shehu Kuloi Chesed Godol Kanal, where up there on high, it's pure Chesed. V'oz Mamshichim Mishom Daiko, Kol HaHashpois, V'chol HaBrochois, V'chol HaShirus. And then these tzaddikim, by going up there, by reaching up to there, they're able to draw down from there bracha, shefa, and all kinds of good things. Ki kol hamomoin va'parnoso v'ashirus nimshach mishom, because money, parnoso, and wealth all comes from there. Hainu mebchinas gvurois v'dinim kidoishim, from the holy gvura, from the holy midas hadin. There's a pasuk, mitzafoin zohov yo'aso. Gold comes from the north. Where's north? When you're facing east, Kedem is always east. Which way is north? To your left. So that gold, Ashirus, all those things come from the left side, which is Midas Adin, which is Midas Adsimsum. So it's only if the tzaddik is able to make the tikkun on the left side in the Midas Agvura that he's able to bring forth the Zohar. The Gemara says, when a person is davening Shmon Esrei, Horoitze Lahachkim Yadrim. If a person wants to get smart, he should face southward, southeast. Horoitze Lahashir. If a person wants to get wealthy, Yatspin. He should face Tzofon, northeast. But the Gemara says, when should he do it? At Shmon Esrei. What does Shmon Esrei have to do with money? I thought you're not supposed to think about money during Shmon Esrei. I thought Shmon Esrei, you're supposed to first start thinking money when you get out of shul. What are you telling me? I'm supposed to think about money? The answer is, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining here that Shmon Esrei is Hamtoka Sadinim. And one aspect of Hamtoka Sadinim is to make the tikkun that's needed to bring down Ashirus. That's why you see the Gemara shows the connection between your Shmon Esrei and your Ashirus. Kishezoichin laham tikkun, that when tzaddikim or religious Jews are zeichet to sweeten these dinim, alidei shemavatlin umeshabrim hakas, by breaking and controlling their own temper, shehu bechinas toikif hadin, which is the super epitome of din, shaloi nimtak chas v'sholom, that represents the severity of din that hasn't been sweetened, shehu pigam hashef of ashirus kanal, that's what causes problems with shef and ashirus, ukishezoichen l'shaber hakas, when a tzaddik or religious Jew is zeichet to break his kas, Azai mamtikim hadin. That's what gives them the ability to sweeten completely the din. Vazai nimshach mishom daiko shefo ashirus. And then they're able to draw from gevura, from din, they're able to draw shefo ashirus. Ki bahashirish shnehem echod. Because in their place of origin, ashirus and din are one in the same. Ashirus and kas are one and the same. And to the extent that the person is machnia the kas, he's zeichet to the ashirus. Possibly one example of this could be, we know that what frustrates a person, when a person feels that they're trying to do something for a long, long time and they're not seeing results, the term frustration usually implies that I've been working at this for such a long time and nothing's happening. That's when you get frustrated, that's when you get angry. In the first story in Sipurim Isis, we see the Sheni Lamelech going, searching, and we see him go through one failure, and another failure, and another failure, and being turned away, and turned away again. And you could imagine, each time the frustration is mounting. And if he ever would have exploded, if he ever would have lost his cool and gotten angry, obviously, he would have forfeited the whole thing. The story is called The Golden Mountain. Har Shel Zohov, Mifzar Shel Margolius. It's talking about Ashirus Dikdush also, super wealth. One of the things that made him succeed, in other words, people are looking for hints in the story itself. If you just take a step back and just look at the whole picture of what's happening. What's happening? A tzaddik is being put through an obstacle course. And what most normal people do as they're going through an obstacle course is they get more and more nervous and angry. What the tzaddik does is, each time he perceives another obstacle, he fights with himself to break the anger. Where the sultan says, now you have perfect justification for screaming in anger, instead he cries out Hashem, pleading, Hashem help me. Bechia, he's crying there. He's channeling, he's changing the kas, beloiges rachim tizkor. Instead of releasing it in kas, he releases it in pleading, begging, crying to Hashem, and that's how he gets to the Ashirus. Because Rav Nosson Salz is explaining here that they both come from the same, they're both at the same address, they're both in Tzofon there, they're both in that left side. And the only way you're gonna get to it is through Hamtokas Hadin. What's Hamtokas Hadin? That each time the din is nisoirer and nisgaber, you keep calming it. What Rav Nosson calls Aricha Sapayim, patience. The person learning this meter of patience, of being willing to wait and wait and wait until his Yeshua will come. And again, part of it, the different actual scenarios that are happening in certain cases are insignificant. Doesn't even matter what Hashem tested you with. The only question is, how did you respond to the test? Did you lose it? Did you lose your patience with Hashem? Or were you able to control it and say, it's from Hashem, it's only for my good. Hashem does want me to get to my goal, my tachlis, and if I have to wait a little longer, it's all for the best, you know, and I'll keep trying, and I'll keep waiting, and I'll keep moving until I'll get to that. But realizing that each time a Jew is confronted with a situation which causes frustration, and instead of getting frustrated in the wrong way, he gets frustrated, he channels it into tefillah, he uses it purely as motivation to pray harder and better, that's how he gets to the shefa, to the ashirus in parnosa, ki b'hashayra shneyam echa. It's your choice. Either you pick the kas path, or you pick the ashirus, the kedusha path. Dalit. V'alkein his hero ha'toira ma'oid lefroyas ha'socher boynosoi. This is why the Torah warns very strongly that you must pay a hired worker on time. Ba'oynosoi shemashlim pulosoi. You must pay him within the oina, within the period in which he completed his work. Bayoim oy balayla, whether it be by day or by night. Kedei lahamtik ulevatel mimenu hakas v'hacharoinaf. In order to sweeten and remove the kas, the anger that attached itself to this person, to this employee, shemishom ho anius vahadachus, which is what caused him to be in his state of poverty and under pressure, going through this difficult time where he had to hire himself out to do this work, kedei levatlo mimenu ba'oinosoi. You want to remove that kas, that din from the person within the period, the period that he did his work, alidei aschar pula, through the payment, the compensation, shehu hamomoin shenosnoi, which is the money that you give him, shehu shoirish nafshoi, which is the shoirish of the nefesh of this person. Kizeh hapoyel sheboli dekach, because this worker who got himself into this predicament, shetzorich lahaskir esatzmoi ke'eved, where he had to hire himself out like a servant almost to somebody, he's got to serve these people for these 4 hours, he's not his own person, he's under their control, whatever they tell him to do, he's got to do within a certain framework, etc., that kind of thing. Ze nimshach mipigam hakas v'charoinaf shepogam boi. The fact that he's in such a predicament can be a reflection of kas or charoinaf that he was poigim in, shayideze nimshachol of anius vadachkus kolkach, which brought him to this state of poverty and difficult circumstances, at shemuchrach lahaskir esatzmoi, where he's forced to hire himself out to someone else. Ki kol hoavoidois shekulam klulim belamites malochois, kulam nimshochim ibechinas bitzovoin techaleno. Rav Nosson Salz says, because all the different types of work which workers do in this world are all based on the concept of the 39 basic types of work, which originate from the curse which Hashem gave to the world. When Adam and Chava ate from Yetz Hadas, Hashem issued 39 curses at the time. 10 to the snake, 10 to Adam, 10 to Chava, and 9 to the earth. And those 39 curses resulted in the ultimate curse of work, that man will earn his livelihood through struggle. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to zero in on those words, bezeya sapecha, with the sweat of your nose. Rav Nosson Zal says, bezeya sapecha daika. Look at the wording in the pasuk. It talks about the nose. Kinim shochim mibchinas kas vacharoinaf. Because the struggle in work, all the difficulty and pain and suffering that's related to earning a living, the Torah relates that to the af, which is the nose, and the word af in Hebrew means anger. Because when a person gets angry, the way we depict that is smoke coming from his nose. There's a pasuk, oshon olo oshon biapoi. You know, smoke, that's not something that the cartoonists came up with, the Torah says it. That the symbol of kas is that heavy breathing fire from his nose. And when the Torah speaks about the struggle for parnasa, it uses that expression, and Rav Nosson Zal says this is to show that a Jew who has to struggle for parnasa, the reason spiritually is, it's Hashem is telling that person that you were poigim in the concept of kas and charoinaf. And that, and your tikkun, therefore, is having to go through this zeya sapecha, this struggle for parnasa. The Alkain and Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore you'll find that gam beloshen Ashkenaz, even in Yiddish, nikroim hayigiyos hagedoylos b'shem yigiyah so'af. When a person has to struggle very hard, it's related to the nose. They call it a word, kemay shoimrim al hamisyageya harbe, as they say in Yiddish, about a person who's working very hard, akret mit de noz. He's plowing with his nose. That's the word. If you recall, Rav Nosson Zal's wife, who was the daughter of a super, super, super Talmud Chacham, rabbi, a super great rabbi at that time, at one time she went to her father, Reb David Tzvi, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, and she said to him, I can't handle this. He became crazy. He attached himself to this rabbi, and he's with the Hasidim now, and it's the worst, and I want a divorce. So her father said to her, I want to ask you one question. What's happened to his learning since he met this rabbi? She said, his learning, he's more than even before. Before he was a super masmid, you'd never catch him, you know, but now he's worse. Now he runs into the house, he eats his lunch in 10 minutes, and he's running to the basement, and you can't detach him from the Torah. So he said to her, if that's the case, then even if you have to akar mit the nose, even if you have to plow with your nose and sell salt to support him, you do whatever it takes to help him, period. He didn't give her an inch, because again, he was obviously a real religious person. And a real religious person knows how to tell when somebody's becoming from yo-yo, from crazy, or from for real. And one of the ways to tell is he serious about learning also? If he's flying around and doing, in quotes, only mitzvahs, but he's not grounded at all in learning, then there's a chance that maybe he's not balanced, maybe he's not, you know, there's a chance there's room for error. But if a person is becoming more religious than he was before, and he's grounded in learning also, and you see he's serious about learning, then what? What's your problem? What's your complaint? So Rav Nosson Zal says, note that that's the expression in Yiddish also, akret mit de noz. Ki kol ho avoidois hakoshois nimshach mibchinas kas becharoinaf. Because all hard labor and struggle and difficulty comes from a place of kas. Bechinas bezeya sapecha, as the Chumash itself uses that wording, with the sweat of your nose. Why did it have to say that? Why didn't it say bezeyas yodecho? Or bezeas raglecha. Why does it say bezeas apecho? Because it wants to make a connection between the struggle for parnasa and kas. Dahainu al shaloi shomar esatzmoi mi kas. As a result of a person not watching himself to control his temper, shaydeze ovad parnasosoi umamoinoi vashirosoi shohoyonim shachloi. As a result of that, he forfeited his parnasa or his wealth or his blessing, which could have been sent to him by Hashem without him having to struggle for it. And the person ended up trading in his $1,000 or his $100,000 by the fact that he allowed himself in that 1 second to lose his temper and to lose control. He lost that $1,000 or the $10,000 that could have been given to him on a silver platter, and instead, and as a result of that, he ends up being forced to struggle very hard, even to the extent where he had to hire himself out to someone else. The fact that this person has to do that is implying sometimes that Hashem is sending that person a message, that they were poigem in kas, because usually Jewish nefesh comes from the same place as money comes from. So Rav Nosson Zal is saying that it's natural that a Jew should have money, because the same place where the Jew's soul comes from, that's where the money comes from. So when the soul comes down, the money's supposed to come down with it. Just like the Gemara makes a statement that when a new child is born, you have these Nazis today that say they don't want to have children because they can't support them, they can't provide for them, going against what the Torah says, that each new child that's born brings down its own Shefa with it. So that again, each Jew that comes into the world is coming with his spoon in his mouth, with his parnoso and ashiros with him and available to him in a reasonably easy way. However, as a result of any kas on the part of the person, any lack, the person loses the easy parnosa, and this person suddenly has to go through struggle and difficulty in parnosa. Bezeh asapecho. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, a person that's coming to you, and he's got to do work for you, which that itself is already struggle, because which person likes to be working for someone else? That kind of thing. Most people generally would much rather prefer working for themselves. The fact that I'm working for somebody else is itself makes what I'm doing unpleasant, or nowhere near as pleasant as if I felt I was doing it for myself, that kind of thing. So Rav Nosson Zal says, which implies that I was poigem in kas, and therefore I'm being lowered. Hashem is making me go through this difficulty and struggle. Alkein his hira ha-toira l'shalem le-biyoymoi. Therefore the Torah insists that you pay him on time, kidei lahashlim takef nafshoi al-yidei ha-momoin, so that you immediately fill in the hole in this person's nefesh with the money that you pay him. That's what's mashlim the nefesh of the person. Kas is what destroys the nefesh, or kas punches holes in a person's nefesh. Money is mashlim the nefesh, so money is the opposite of the kas. Therefore, the Torah is very specific in saying, don't you dare allow an entire night or an entire day to go by without having paid him his compensation. Because a Jew must see to it to take care of the kas of November 2nd, and the kas of November 2nd at night. Shebechol yoim misoyer hakas, because we learned earlier that each and every single day there's a new midas hadin that's misoyer. Just like when Hashem created the world, vayhi erev vayhi voker, there was a darkness before the light, and darkness is synonymous with kas. When a person's happy, their face is lit up. When a person's angry, his face became dark with anger, that kind of thing. So just like when Hashem created in the beginning, there was this night and day, so too every single day we said there's a reenactment of creation, which means there's a new kas, there's a midas hadin that precedes the chesed of that day. And you have to be careful, and on a daily basis, you must sweeten that kas. So that if the work was done today, then this work has a label on it, November 2nd kas. If you're going to pay the person on November 3rd, November 3rd money can't be misak in November 2nd's kas. It's all modular. Rav Nosson Zal is saying it's all compartmentalized. And the assumption is you got to be mamtik today's kas with today's tikkun. שוודין מחדש מתחיל לעשות צמצום כנל. We said שבכל יום מסור הכעס שוודין מחודש. Every single day the din is restarted, brand new, מתחיל לעשות צמצום כנל, drawing from the original צמצום of creation. וצריכים להסגבר להמתיק הדין והכעס ביומוי או בלילוי דייקו. And you must see to it to do something to fix that kas, to fix that midas hadin on a daily basis, within the day and within the night. Daiko be'ez shinu yoitum, and especially the time when, which is most delicate for this, is when night changes to day or day changes to night. They say that the weakest, you know, the weakest part of a chain is where the links come together. That's the weakest part of the chain. So here also, in terms of day and night, even night itself is less din than the connection between night and day. That link, that's where the real midas hadin could come in.
That's an attack it.
To attack it, he said. To be mamtik it, exactly. That's the most important time to be mamtik it. Al kein hizhira ha-toira ma'oid. Therefore, the Torah warns a person very severely, l'shalim schar socher b'yoymoy oy b'leiloy daika, to make sure to pay the worker. He finished his work by day, pay him within that day. He finished the work at night, pay him within that night. Kedei lahamtik ulevatel mimenu hakas vahadin bo'oinosoi. In order to sweeten the kas and the din within that time, within that period, alidei hamomoin shenoisen loi, through the money that you're giving him, shehu shleimus nafshoi, which is mashlim v'chisoroin in that person's nefesh.